This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Ronan Wordsworth is here, an analyst for Geopolitical Futures, a subscription site I highly recommend because it has really cool visionary ideas, such as the Russians in Africa, in Central and Western Africa, a railroad. There's something Victorian Empire about this, Ronan. What is the proposed railroad, and who's going to build it to the best of our knowledge? Thank you.
So this was a report that just came out last week from Russian sources. Basically, I saw the map there that they're proposing to build a new railway from the coast of Libya, basically near Tripoli, down south into Indonesia, and then split Indonesia where it goes westwards towards Mali, Burkina Faso, and then east and southeast towards Sudan, Chad, and Central African Republic. It seems like this is a good way of logistically connecting a lot of these Russian-friendly countries and then giving them access to the open seas to be able to export a lot of the raw materials that are being extracted from the countries. I think that's become even more important following the ongoing civil war in Sudan, because I think there's reports that before the civil war, there was significant flows, especially from Libya, Sudan, and Central African Republic, out through the port of Sudan. Obviously, that is almost logistically impossible at the moment while there's a civil war continuing. This gives them a much bigger, a much grander, I guess, idea and vision of how that region will look and be able to connect them to the open seas. As to who's building it, there's like a few contractors that were mentioned in the article. I don't know how seriously or how far along this idea has been developed. For sure, it would be reasonably easy to build since it's a lot of open land across the Sahara Desert. Obviously, you've got some sand mounds and stuff like this, but in terms of open area, it should be reasonably simple to construct and fast. Obviously, the Chinese are also quite present in the region. They have actually had a bit of a resurgence as well. Just last week, were negotiating with Burkina Faso and providing them with some logistical military equipment free of charge, trying to get back into their good books as well, I would say. So I would be almost sure that they would be around should this railway get constructed, and then, as you say, be able to supply the so-called axis of resistance out of central Sahel, Central Africa, through this railway. Would be, yeah, a big change to the region for sure.
Let's start at the exit port. That would be Tripoli and perhaps one other city, Misrata, in Libya. Is Tripoli disposed towards Moscow?
It is. We actually have just seen in the past few weeks, obviously Libya has been had an ongoing civil war for a long time between the forces of General Haftar and the government of national unity in the capital of Tripoli. Haftar's forces are sort of the south and the east of the country and have had close associations with Wagner, but Russia has also been quite present on the other side as well. And there's been warring political factions within Tripoli, which have now come to some sort of resolution with the help of Moscow. So this has also given them kind of an upper hand in potentially building on that relationship. And this is why I think that it's definitely feasible that this railway could get built, because if you look at the indicators, they've got a lot of friendly governments along the region there.
I look at the railroad map that you provided. It's wonderful to dream a little bit. It reaches all the way to the capital of Niger. That's necessary. And it could go on from there, but it stops. However, it reaches into Chad. Chad is a new part of this story, correct, Ronan? We didn't mention it the last time. Is it disposed towards Russia?
Correct. It is a new partner. I think Russia has for a long time been trying to work on Chad, build their relations with Chad, because it's kind of the missing piece of the puzzle after Niger has turned towards Russia. If you look, it's surrounded now by, I would say, Russian-friendly countries. And Chad is still a very close ally of France. What has changed is there's been a lot more concerted effort for diplomacy with Moscow. They've had the president there, the prime minister, have a visit to Moscow earlier this year. They've basically offered a lot of different equipment and things like this to the government in Jammu. And as a result of that, we've seen the statements coming out of Chad are basically they do not want to be pressured to choose one partner or another. They want to work with all available partners, basically open the door to work with Moscow in the future, which was not really a possibility, I would say, even just a couple of years ago, where they were very much firmly pro-French. They still are, I would say, as opposed to the other countries who have turned against France. However, now they've said, we want the ability to deal with different countries, basically meaning Moscow.
One more detail. We have about a minute. Is there a fallback position, plan B, for the U.S. drone base anywhere across the Sahel?
The most likely positions seem to be along the southwestern coast of Africa, so say Togo or Benin or even Mauritania. I know Mauritania already has quite a presence of European troops because of the G5 Sahel mission and has a history of collaborating and working with the Americans before that and have actually strengthened as a European and Western ally.
Right.
So there is options and for sure that they'll be talking to these countries already about potentially relocating.
Ronan Wordsworth helping us understand the transformation of West Africa and Central Africa from the anti-jihadist U.S. allies camp over to the Russian camp, the Axis of Resistance. Note that application to export uranium from Niger to Iraq. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.